Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Last time on Astronautica.
Our heroes, having just barely survived their time in the abandoned Rithrak Hive, took a little bit of much-needed R&R, though for some it wasn't quite as restful or relaxing as it could have been. After they patched themselves up, they returned to Hell to find the town in an uproar over a series of mysterious stabbings by one named La Mariposa. But we know that Hazel's La Mariposa, and if she didn't do the stabbing, then who did? Well, you best stick around, because you're about to find out right here and now on Astronautica.
And Rex turns and sees you, and he says,
"Oh, look who it is. The noble adventurers returned. Tell me, how is your trip out?"
"Went just fine, just peachy. What's going on here?"
"Well, in your absence, there's been a little bit of a to-do, shall we say."
And one of the guys goes, "A to-do? People got stabbed, Rex!"
"What?"
And Rex waves his hand and says,
Yeah. So some people got stabbed. Apparently, we've got ourselves a little bit of a serial killer or something like that."
"Oh, no."
"They go by the name La Mariposa."
"Oh, no."
"Oh, boy. Damn it.
What would you all like to do?"
"Who was stabbed?"
Kyler yells from the back of the crowd. Rex turns and says,
"Well, there have been a few. There was one miner came out of Strobes some point in the evening and wound up with a knife in his back. There's another fella. The fella ran off into the wilds, came back, started telling everyone his story. And then next thing we knew, he was gone too. So, as I said, our friends here are a little, spooked and looking to put an end to this as quickly as possible.
As quickly as possible or as correctly as possible?
He gives you a cutting look, and he says,
"Why? Do you know something?"
And the whole crowd just turns and looks at you.
Are they looking at Kyler or are they looking at the group?
Well, Oka's sort of in the middle of the group, but you and Kyler are together. So, yeah, they're all just looking at the y'all.
But these were people that we didn't...
I was going to say, Kyler started talking right away. As we're, like, coming up and they've mentioned Lamar, I'm immediately going to, like, just shift my jacket and make sure that all of my sheaths are... covered.
I am going to have you roll an infiltration check on that. Given that you are in, if you were not in the midst of a group, I would allow that, but I'm gonna have you roll.
Based on their placement, they should all be covered anyway. Because, like, it's a trench coat, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a long coat.
Yeah. So this should all be covered anyway, but...
Given that you have a long coat, I'm not going to have you roll at a minus. I'm just going to have a flat roll just so we can see.
Okay. Well, that is 3 successes.
All right,
that's 8 dice, so...
You just hug that coat tight and hide your knives.
Yeah. We don't have any of those.
Yeah.
Normal people.
Rex takes a step forward and looks at you, Kyler, and says,
"Something you want to say?"
"Yes, actually. Is this town called Baby Town? Is it called Town for Little Children Who Are Scared of the Night? No, you live in hell. People get stabbed. Grow up."
That is not the tack I was expecting.
Jeez.
I'd like to perform for a crowd. These are minors who all know that I am a powerhouse of an entertainer.
Yeah, absolutely. Roll a manipulation check. Add in your crowd pleaser. This is a perfect use of that. So you are trying to shame the minors.
Yes, I'm like, you big babies, come on.
Shame. Shame on you.
Ring the shame bell.
Let's see, shame on your cow. How many of these do I get? I get,
boy.
Plus 2 to all rolls. Okay, so it's 10 all day. Great.
10 all day, and you have the one where you just, like, basically can't get lower than...
Yeah, I just can't fail. Which I didn't. I rolled 1 success out of 10, so that counts as a critical success.
Oh, boy. You know, that thing might be broken, but... it happens so rarely that I'm not going to fix
it.
It's worth it. Yeah. Kyler, arms akimbo on hips, you know, shames all the miners who begin shuffling nervously. And Clapper, who's one of the miners you met previously, looks and says, "No.
No.
We're not. No. It's not. Baby Town. What did you call it? Town for Baby Town?"
"Baby Town, the town for little children who are scared of the night."
"It's not that."
"Baby Town."
"Yeah, I thought so."
"Baby Town."
And Honk stands up and goes, "Honk. Honk."
"That's right, Honk. That's right.
Baby Town.
Everyone grow up. People get stabbed. It's fine. You have a doctor."
Jeez.
"Well... the doctor can only help the living, but I think you've made your point. Everyone, go about your business. I'll deal with this from here."
And the miners all begin to shuffle off very ashamedly. They all just go on their way. Everyone just sort of scuffing the dirt and feeling bad about themselves. The sourpuss Sonny, who nearly killed you with a bottle at the beginning, as you walk by, you just hear him muttering, not a baby. Mm. And they all go away. You have properly shamed their masculinity, and they are deeply affected by it because they are fucking standard-ass men who can't handle a little bit of criticism.
Men.
So,
yep.
The crowd disperses, leaving the three of you, Rex, and the prison cell window.
So what do we got, Chief?
He gestures to the window and says, take a look for yourself.
I do. I look.
You look into the window, and you see, sitting on the floor in this bare cell, a little Rithrak. It's a roly-poly little drone that stands maybe 3 feet high and has one crooked antenna, one normal one. Looks like the antenna got squashed at some point. And the Rithrak is just sort of looking around at their surroundings and just sort of like kicking their legs a little bit, just kicking their little feetsies on the floor. And it's just sitting there, staring at the walls and the ceiling, and looks at you as you poke your head in the window and gives a tentative wave.
Hello, do you have a name?
The Rithrak stares at you and then starts talking, and the clicks and chittering takes a moment, and then your translator kicks in. And you hear a voice go, God, I wish I knew what they were saying. And then she just waves again.
The translator doesn't translate back, does it?
No, it does not.
Okay.
All right, Rex. I'm going to need you to let my client go. You have no grounds on which to be holding them.
Your client? Interesting. I didn't know you were a lawyer as well.
Mm-hmm. Not only am I a lawyer, but I played one on TV for 2 seasons.
Well, very impressive. So, you say I have no grounds to be holding this person. What law specifically are you citing, Mr. Lawyer? Is it the one from Earth? Because let me tell you something. I am the law around here.
Well, that's not corrupt.
What I say goes. Do you want to interrupt?
Yeah, I say that. That's not corrupt.
It's efficient, miss. I like your haircut. It's very smooth.
Thank you.
The fact of the matter is, I have been tasked with keeping this town running. Since the mine has been closed, these people have been getting antsy. And now there are stabbings. And because of the stabbings, these people are inches away from rioting.
And who tasked you with watching over the town?
Charles Crocker, the man who owns it.
Well, it's a good thing that we are here on the charge of Crocker to make sure that all the mines run smoothly, and therefore, delineation of chain of command. Though you may be the law here, you said that you were charged with protecting this town. Now, we come from the very people who charged you, and thus I charge you with releasing her. Unless you can give me proven grounds that this person has committed any violence, you can release her into our care, and thus Crocker will bear the responsibility.
Make a manipulation check.
Okay. It's a... just straight up 8. Okay. I got 2 successes, and I will burn a light point to make it critical.
Okay. 2 successes with a light point to make it critical. All right. He gives you a long, hard look, and he says,
Strobe told me you were from corporate. All right. I'm going to make a deal with you. I'll release the bug. But I need to know that order is going to be kept in this town. I can't go having people get squirrely. So.
What does that even mean?
Are there squirrels here
people
too?
People get antsy. And when they get antsy, they get wild. And when they get wild, people get hurt.
And you see his fingers drum along the barrel of his six shooter.
Do you want to see something, Rex? I pull up a photo that I took of the severed turtle head.
What? Because of course you did.
Fuck is that?
Oh my god. Is the thing that will make the town squirrely. It turns out there are things that go bump in the night, and even people who aren't little baby children scared of the dark should be scared of them. So, long story short, we're here to get the mines working, and that Rithrak in there, they may be the key to all of it. So, we'll take her, we'll be on our way, and if any more strange stabbings occur, you'll know that it wasn't her, because she won't be here. Just actually, real quick, who was stabbed? Because, like, out of character, the two people that he mentioned were people that we did not necessarily interact with. Like, someone was stabbed leaving strobes, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
Cool. So there are stabbings going on.
Yeah,
they're blaming them on Marty Prosa, but it is not
exactly
one of them.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. So making sure we're all on the same page.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, when I get murdered because Backwater Town decides that I'm the murderer.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It won't be your fault. He waves his hand and he says,
one of them was a fella by the name of Clancy, one of the miners. He was a drunkard and a thief, so he's not much loss. But folks liked him. The other was another miner, a younger fella by the name of Joe. Everyone called him Switchback. And, well, he got switched in the back, if you know what I mean.
Mm-mm-mm.
Like a switchblade in the back. He got stabbed in the back, is what I'm saying.
Jokes are always better when you explain them.
I'm not a comedian, I'm a lawman.
So it was Joe Switchback, and what was the other guy's name?
Clancy. Their bodies are at the doctor's, if you'd like to take a look.
Yeah.
Oh, and I heard that Cookie woke up. So, a thread for you to pull. He gives another look at the picture of the turtle head, and he says, okay, I'll let the bug go, but I need your help. Someone is stabbing people in town, and he gives you, Lauren, a particularly searching look and a long pause. And he says, so, I'd like your help in finding them. And if anyone has any sort of info or evidence regarding... And he just keeps looking at you, Hazel.
Hey, when were these last two people stabbed?
Earlier today.
So while we were out of town...
You were out of town. Can you verify that?
Did you not just see the picture that was timestamped?
Yeah, that's pretty good verification there.
Where did you take the picture, Kyler?
It would have been in our R&D.
It would have been in R&D, which means it would have been...
like 20 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't get my drone back until I went to R&D.
Exactly.
So I figured,
right. I didn't think about that.
Which was back in town.
The young man was named Joe?
Yeah, Switchback.
Okay.
Switchback.
You mentioned that Clancy was a bit of a drinker and a thief. Joe was a young man. Did Joe have any attributes that were less than savory?
I think he was a good kid, all told. Sort of bland, you know, milk toast.
Would Clancy often drink with Cookie?
Well, Cookie drank with everyone who would, so sure. But they weren't particularly close.
All right, well, let's go to the docks then, and we'll take a look, and, hello! I'm, like, waving at the Rithrak prisoner, whose name we don't have yet.
The Rithrak looks up at you, and then sort of looks behind themself, like, to see if there's anyone else in there, and then looks back and gives you another wave.
Has Rex released them yet?
Rex, after a moment, shakes his head and pulls out a key card, goes over and bips it against the door inside, and a moment later, a very confused little cicada pill bug looking drone comes walking out and looking around at everything. And he says,
I hope you all know what you're doing.
We do too.
Ah, comforting.
I mean, yeah, we got this.
Sure.
Have I told you about our Lord and Savior Space Jesus?
Oh my god.
I'm not interested. No one is. We're in a town called Hell. Know your audience. Have you learned nothing from the cipher?
Not at all.
Clearly. So, if this is not solved, the town will come after you.
Were there any weapons? Like, you said they were both stabbed. Did they happen to leave the stabbing implement?
No.
Okay, well, off to the doctor. I need to suture a few wounds myself.
Yeah, let's take a look at this, these baddies.
Right. I'd like a report within 24 hours.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
After that, I can't guarantee anyone's safety.
But you're the law. That seems like that should be something you can do.
My town comes first. You're outsiders. I'll do what I have to do.
Harsh.
That's rather xenophobic of you, don't you think?
I don't have time to talk with a born-again space Jesus, whatever the fuck. Find the killer, solve the problem.
Save the cheerleader, save the world. All right, let's do it.
Find the girl, erase the debt.
Are you all high? What is happening?
I'm on my way to the doctors. Can't hear you. Bye. And I've got the Rithrak drone by the hand.
You take the Rithrak drone by the hand, who's sort of walking along, and she mumbles to herself, and she just goes,
oh, I hope that they're not gonna hurt me.
This poor little girl.
Oh, no.
And she just starts very quietly humming to herself. Sort of self-soothingly.
Oh. Do I still have the Rithrak Queen Blade?
Your armor broke off you.
Okay. I will delete this from my inventory.
I'm glad you're not wearing the desecrated corpse of her queen.
Yeah. I was gonna give her queen's fucking sword arm. That would have been rad as hell.
Yeah,
I think
dope.
You left it behind.
I am, and I don't have the turtle head in my inventory anymore.
Yes, you are free of the corpses of aliens currently, for now.
I put a pilot's hat on their head.
You do so. It slides down the back and just plops onto the ground. Their head isn't quite shaped fully right. The antennas kind of get in the way. And the Rithrak turns and looks at it and picks it up and then dusts it off and hands it back to you.
All right, well, not exactly the olive branch I would have hoped, but I think the idea came across. To the doctors!
To the doctors! Amen.
All right, you head to the doctors. You walk in, and the first thing that happens is the robot turns and says,
hello. Would you like a hair?
And at that moment, the doctor comes through and says, shut the fuck up.
Wow.
And then, like, pats it on the side and it goes,
okay.
And then starts cleaning and busying itself. And he looks exhausted. He looks so tired. And he just says, you're back. Tell me, are you the reason that these dead guys are in my surgery suite right now?
No, but
you
did
come to workers like that? Oh, my God.
Sorry, you all talked at once.
I'm sorry. You
which I think is
did.
Canon.
Yeah, that's canon. You canon. All talk at once, and he goes,
it's like, what?
One at a time. Okay, you're saying it wasn't you. Was it either of you two? Because you sure as shit stabbed the other guy I brought in.
Oh, yeah, we did that. But
okay,
not this.
That one was me. I said that at the beginning when we brought him in.
Yes, you did. This is why I was opening with that question.
But these ones were not me. I was saving alien babies.
What?
I brought Onion with me, right? I
would have
brought Onion with me.
You brought Onion with you.
Because I would not have left him unsupervised on the ship again.
A good call.
Dumplin might have killed me.
Yep.
So just, show him Fuzzball. Alien baby.
Huh. Strange.
His name's Onion.
Cute.
Their name's Onion? I guess I don't know yet.
No, I think that's the name. Can we go with that? Yeah, we'll go with that.
No. I don't know if they're a boy.
Oh, okay, got you.
Well, I probably won't be able to help you with that. I'm a human doctor, specifically.
Fair enough.
So, you didn't stab them. Great. That means someone else did. No one's owning up to it.
Can we see the wound?
Yes.
Sure. Yeah, come on. Why not?
Detective.
He leads you back into the chamber where you see two people, both of them dead, lying on their faces with bloodied shirts. And the doctor says, feel free to help yourself. Take a look. They're dead. That's about all we can do.
Who found the bodies?
A couple different people. One of them was found by Honk, actually. The other one was found by Sonny.
Mm.
So who was found by who?
Joe, Switchback, was found by Sonny. And Clancy was found by Honk.
I think it's unsurprising that people may or may not think I did it. So...
Well, yes. I wanted to confirm with you before going about and telling anyone what I knew. Probably a good thing
appreciated.
I did. I heard the angry mob.
Clancy was stabbed outside of Joe's?
Outside of Strobe's, yes.
Thank you. And where was Joe's stabbed?
As far as I can tell, in his hut.
Damn, that's wild. You just never know. Here today and gone tomorrow, you know?
So they were found by miners. Has anyone searched their effects?
I don't know. Rex may have.
I go through their things.
All right, you do so. You find nothing of note in either of their... on either of their persons. There's a... one of them has a little chip. Looks like one of the pay chips that you would see, you know, like a little BIP card. One of them has a deck of cards in his pocket that looks well-worn. A pair of cracked glasses in Clancy's. Nothing of note.
Then the next thing would be to probably check the stab wounds. Is there anything remarkable about them?
Roll me a medicine check.
Ah!
If anyone would like to assist.
I will assist as well.
All right, you get a plus one.
Oh, hot damn. Thank you.
I'll watch because I'm bad at this. I make the stab wounds. I don't look at them good.
The doctor gives you a very uncomfortable look. You pushed?
I am currently pushing and very grateful that I did. That's more like it, baby. Four successes on a push.
Four successes. All right. Good job. You examine the knife wounds. With a critical success, I will tell you this. The knife wounds were made by the same weapon. They're incredibly clean. Almost surgical in their precision. They're placed exactly along the back of the spine in a perfect killing blow, designed to paralyze and instantaneously render the victim helpless. There is
and they're pretty
no
much identically placed.
Yes. There's no sign of a struggle, no defense wounds. These people were taken out from behind, assassinated, neatly and cleanly. Professionally, one might say.
These weren't people that we had interacted with.
No, just some random miners.
All right, well...
They were so random, they didn't have names until you asked.
I turn to my companions and I say, I think our sharpshooter friend maybe hasn't left the planet entirely.
Or is just stabbing people?
Yeah, why didn't he just shoot them?
I mean, I think it's more of a question of why is he going through the effort of stabbing people at all?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, I mean, like, why is he killing them?
Truth.
Shooting, stabbing...
That's true, but it just seems like a lot cleaner if you just... Why go through the extra effort of stabbing somebody when you've got
I think...
I do think stabbing is a little bit more stealthy, so...
Oh, that's true.
You know, preferable well,
you
in
can
my
have
book,
a
but...
silencer from a distance, and you won't even know. In and out,
but
clean.
My big thing is, like, what...
I'm
what
focusing
the
on the
short
thing
of it is, yes, because
yeah, think,
the long and short of it is that he knows us very well, and therefore what better way to flush us out than to turn an entire town against us? I think that this is mocked up to look like the handiwork of our group.
Well, you did enter town and stab a man in the back, so...
Precisely!
Yes, that's
the
fair.
The coincidence? I think not.
Well, I certainly thought it was you. I can't be the only one.
But this
case
is not our
point.
Handiwork,
pretty
though.
Sure Rex thinks it's me. Pretty confident that Rex is convinced it's me.
Right. We don't kill just to kill, though, you know?
How comforting.
I've given up the life completely. But I will mortally wound you.
How is that better?
It's...
I don't know. I haven't decided.
Great.
Also, when did you decide you weren't going to kill people?
You missed the character arc. I'm bald now, you see
apparently
that?
Apparently so.
That means I'm different.
And apparently now referring to yourself as a character. That's...
Yes, because I'm quite the character. She does a little jig and...
Sure.
I'm quite a character. Who isn't a character?
Man.
We're all characters.
Your friend makes me very uncomfortable. I want you to know that.
Do we not all make you very uncomfortable? Because I wouldn't be surprised if it was all of us.
Yeah.
No, you all do actually make me uncomfortable.
It would make me feel better if you weren't uncomfortable by me, but also I would understand.
Well, I more view you as a sort of existential... threat.
Nightmares?
I wouldn't go that far. Maybe for some others. He glances over at Oka and Kyler.
Wait, are you saying I'm the most normal out of our group?
I don't know you all. That one's holding the hands of a tiny Rithrak drone. That one's doing a jig. I don't know.
I would like to clock the Rithrak drone and her reaction as we are faced with these bodies.
Oh, you actually, as you walk in, you hear her make a little gasp, and she just goes, oh, they are gonna kill me. Oh, no. Oh, God.
Oh.
And that's it.
Okay, but the wounds definitely look like they were knife wounds, not like...
Oh, yeah. And not just, like, any dull knife. This is, like... Yeah.
A knife made for killing.
This is an assassin's blade wound. The doctor turns to you and says, Kyler, and he says, so you think that, that whoever was sniping you all and Cookie is in town and stabbing people in order to turn the town against you?
I mean...
Doesn't seem impossible, but...
It's a working theory, but yes.
He gets a very worried expression on his face, and he says, have you talked to Cookie yet?
No, we just found out he woke up. Where is he now?
I sent him home.
Fuck.
We need med packs for the road, now.
Fine. Given the situation... He goes over and grabs two and hands them out.
How does everyone look?
Fabulous. You mean health-wise?
Yes.
I think Oak no longer has a broken leg, but is still injured. You're injured. Hazel, how are you doing?
It looks like I'm only down a few hit points.
That's sort of what I thought.
Sound right, but...
You got targeted a bunch, but you were sort of... Not, you didn't actually
I was, like, terrified,
take that much
so I was
damage, yeah.
Excessively using my coat.
Yeah, because I've got 2 HP left, so I am...
Oof.
Y'all are giving me shit. Oh, he's putting on the corpses of sentient things. Da-da-da-da-da. I got taken out almost entirely by non-sentient machine things.
I always forget that Kyler has so little health.
6 HP, baby.
How would we like to divvy up the med kits? One for each?
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, you do what you want.
one for each. Sure. Leon definitely needs one. So.
Cool. All right. Y'all roll medicine checks for me, please.
Okay. Woof, 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 da-da-da. I'll burn a light point, which would bring mine up to a critical success.
Critical success. You got it.
I'm pushing.
Okay, push away.
All right, that was 1-6.
1-6. All right, Kyler, with a critical success. Okay. Kyler, you are healed back up to full. And Oka, let's see how much you heal back. You heal 3 points of damage.
Then I'm full.
All right, well, you're back up to full. Look at that.
Damn.
Okay, the two of you inject yourselves and feel the nanobots go through your system and heal you. What would you all like to do?
As we're getting, like, knitted back together by nanobots or what have you, I'm going to have the doc point out on a little display of hell where Cookie's spot is.
Yeah, he will. He will do so. I guess you have that.
I figured, like, we got our, you know, data bands. You bring up like a little map of the town.
I'll allow it. I'm not. There's no reason you couldn't have that in a sci-fi future. I mean, you can fucking get that now. Yeah, he points out the spot. It's a little shack that's off at the edge of town. Toward the back.
Real quick, Doc. Do you perform surgeries at all?
Yes.
All right.
You came in and I was sort of wrist deep in a fellow last time I saw you, so...
That's right. You know how many times I've seen people wrist deep in someone? I tell you what. Anyway...
I really super don't want to know any more details about that. Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, do you really enjoy this planet? You thinking about off-world at all anytime soon? Just getting some fit, you know.
Could we maybe have this conversation when I'm not worried that Cookie's about to get stabbed?
Oh, for sure. But just, like, keep that in the back of your brain.
Cool. Will.
All right, let's stop a stabbing, I guess.
He gives you a very troubled look and and shows you out. you spill out onto the street of hell to see people milling about. There are people going into strobes. Others are hanging out on the porch of the general store. It's a lot livelier than what you saw in the last time you were through here. It's sort of a ghost town, and now there's actually people around because they woke up. So, what would you all like to do?
I'm gonna vote that we head to Cookie's.
Yeah, that sounds like the reasonable plan, especially if we're concerned about his, you know, general safety.
Okay. You head to Cookie's. You make your way there. I'm gonna have you guys just roll me. Or how are you going? Are you walking over, running over? What's your stealthing? What's your plan?
I figure we should probably hurry.
You gonna hustle?
Mm-hmm.
I would say walk, but not like meander. Walk with a purpose. There's enough theater kids in this group.
Sure. Yeah.
All right. you walk with a purpose to Cookie's. You make your way through the little common area where Kyler, you had performed before, and you head through just a bunch of little shanty huts until you eventually find one with a door that is currently hanging off of one hinge and open.
Are there sounds coming from within? Does it seem occupied?
Make an observation check.
Yay. 6
Can't tell.
It's dark inside. Knock on the door.
You knock on the door and you hear as you get close.
I film everything too. I start my little cicada drone.
You do so. You hear the sound of rustling stop. There was like a quiet rustling that you hadn't noticed before, and when you knock, it stops.
And I send my drone in. Quickly but stealthily.
All right, roll for stealth with your drone. Remember, it gets a plus to its stats.
Yeah, it's like a plus...
It's a plus three.
Plus three, thank you.
If I remember correctly.
And that's using my infiltration skill plus the three from the thing, right?
Yep.
Cool. Gives me 7. Hot dog. Oh, that's hot. Yeah. We like that a lot. I gotta roll 3 more. Baby, that's 3 successes.
3 successes. All right. The drone slips in, crawls around the doorframe and up, and begins filming. Inside, you see Cookie.
Hey everybody, Matt here, your GM in space. GM in space. Just a few quick notes. First off, thanks so much for listening. We have a ton of fun making this show, and I hope you are enjoying listening to it as much as we enjoy making it. We're in chapter 3 now, and boy howdy, if it isn't going to be a doozy of an arc, it's going to be a blast. I'm enjoying it. I hope you are too. If you are enjoying the show and haven't already yet, why not give us a cheeky little like and subscribe? Leave us a comment on a streaming platform, tweet or post about us. We're working by word of mouth, so every little bit helps. If you would like to support us more directly, check out our Patreon. We have a ton of fun stuff over there. There's uncut recording sessions, so you can hear us debating about rules and talking about all sorts of random stuff. There's music from the episodes, which I create myself. There's little logs from the characters' perspectives, and even some one-shot adventures that are really fun and goofy and great and amazing, and I get to play in them as opposed to GMing them, and it's a lot of fun. And you can find all that and more at our Patreon. You can look us up on Patreon, or just go to Too Many Dice's Linktree, which is linktree.com/too many dice. That's linktr.ee/2many dice. Check it out. And now for some quick shout-outs. First off, a huge shout-out to Alexander Ferguson, who is our first higher-tier Patreon supporter and an all-around amazing human being. And also a huge thank you to the rest of our Patreon supporters as well. We are really ever grateful and humbled by your continued support and patronage. It means a lot to me, to us, to all of us. And I hope you guys are enjoying all the silly stuff that we have over there. And you guys are making it so that we can afford to keep doing this. And if you're not a Patreon supporter, again, go over, check it out. There's a lot of cool stuff. And it means that maybe eventually we can make this our full-time job, which would be amazing. I would love to do that. Also, a shout out to my amazing players, Ian Mutiner, Benjamin Timothy Jenkins, and Lauren Alistini, without whom none of the ridiculous and wonderful bullshit I have to navigate would exist. They're great. I have a lot of fun playing with them and seeing what they're gonna throw at me, because I never know, and it's usually something ridiculous, and I love it. Finally, I just want to thank Angie Feek, my wonderful wife and partner in crime, who has been instrumental in making this happen through many, 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 many conversations and brainstorming sessions and back and forths and talks in the car and all sorts of stuff. The story's just beginning to unfold now. We're peeking over the precipice, and I hope you're in for the ride, because it's gonna be a wild one. It's gonna be a lot of fun. So anyway, thanks again. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for more Astronautica. We'll see you soon. And now, back to the show.
Inside, you see Cookie pinned against the wall. He's got a duffel bag that looks like he's been frantically packing and has frozen in the moment. Make an observation check, please. You get a plus to that as well. You get a plus 3 to observation when using the drone.
Okay. Cool. Groovy. All right. God, yes. Okay. I'll push that.
Push away.
That's more like it. That is still only two successes.
Two successes. All right. This is the first time using the drone. It zeroes in and actually squares out Cookie's face. Like it there's like a little orange box around it. Facial recognition. And it zooms in on something else. It looks like a rug on the ground that has a little dip under it, as if there might be a hole there.
But he's pinned against the wall.
He's pressed against the wall, hiding poorly. He's trying not to make any sound. He's not, he's just sort of like, he's doing like the Kronk thing from, he's just like,
New Groove.
Yeah. His own theme music.
Yeah, he's just pinned there, like, holding and waiting.
I'm just gonna walk in then.
Okay, you do so. You walk in.
It's fine. He's home. He's just being a brat. And I motion to, I tell my friends so I don't just.
All right, you walk in, and Cookie turns and goes, "Oh, hey. I didn't really hear you knocking. I'm a little busy at the moment. Maybe, could we?
I pull the rug away.
What?
I pull the rug away.
You do so. As you walk over, he goes, "Oh, hey, let's not do that." You pull the rug away, and there's a hole that's roughly 1 foot-ish in diameter. And it's a tunnel, and it leads down and out. And you can actually see light on the other side.
Where does this go?
That's just my tunnel. I don't really like to talk about it. He grabs the rug and shoves it back over, and he says, "Anyway, I just really need to, I've had a long day, you know, and it..."
Cookie, just deep breaths. What's going on?
Who are you folks?
We're the ones that helped you out when you were, like, shot.
You remember? Remember?
We brought you back to town. Had Doc patch you up.
Oh. That was you folks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you for that. Mm-hmm. I do appreciate that.
We were just coming to check on you and make sure you were still doing okay, but it seems like something's going on.
Yeah, what's going on, man?
Oh, that's fine. It's nothing that you need to concern yourselves about at all. I was just rearranging the place, given, you know, come back.
What are you hiding?
Get shot. Nothing. I'm not hiding anything. You hiding?
Can I roll and see if he's lying or hiding something?
Yeah, I mean, sure. You can roll.
No,
roll,
I'm gonna impart a blessing, and I'm gonna be like, "Yeah, get him, Oka, get him."
Okay, you impart a blessing. That's +3.
Oh, awesome. That is 2 sixes. Yeah, I'll stick with the 2 sixes.
Okay. Yeah, he's obviously lying.
Obviously.
Like this man is the worst liar on earth.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't seem particularly bright, and you caught him off guard, and he is just doing everything he can to just not be, he's lying very poorly. He's lying very poorly. He says, "Anyway, I've had a
who
long..."
Who is the Jakani that you were visiting with that got sniped from afar by a super elite assassin person that is probably now stabbing everyone in the back?
I don't know what you're talking about. I really need to take a nap.
Should we take you back? Oh, I could take you back.
Take me back where?
To where we found you with a bullet in your belly bleeding out in the desert. We could take you back.
No.
I have a ship. Let's take you back. Come on. And I put my arm around him. I start leading him towards the door.
He resists you. And he says, he takes your hand and he says,
"I stun gun him."
Oh. Okay. Yeah.
What? Okay.
Roll for an attack.
Mm-hmm.
This is a ranged attack, close quarters stuff, it doesn't take a penalty. So
no, it doesn't. It no longer takes a penalty. Yep.
Okie dokie. I took point blank tier 2. And I automatically add an extra 6 to every roll.
Damn.
Thanks to my tier 2. And since I rolled 2 successes, that makes it 3 all day. My crit with the stun gun is 2. Does that mean that I crit?
It does. And what we defined as critting on stun gun is you remove all of his AP, his action points, for the following round. You effectively just take him out.
Yeah, he tries to resist and I just zap him in the side and I start dragging him by the collar. And I'm like, well, you know, I think sometimes sense memory is an important thing. So let's take you back to where we found you and see if that makes you more forthcoming, Cookie. Because here's the thing. I hate timelines, but I function so well within them. And we're on a very, very short timeline. So we can make the journey or you can tell us the truth.
He was knocked unconscious.
Cool. I say this to an unconscious Cookie, and I'm like, well, okay, looks like we're making the journey, and I keep dragging him.
Yeah. After a moment, he wakes up, and he begins to struggle against you.
Are we going out the front door or down the tunnel?
The tunnel is 1 foot wide.
Oh, yeah, I'm going out the front door.
You drag Cookie outside, and there are a bunch of other miners standing around. And one of them goes, hey, what are you doing with Cookie?
Oh, he just passed out again after he got shot. We're just taking him back over to Doc's real quick.
Make a manipulation check, please.
Oh, yeah. I am going to burn a light point to make that from a partial success to a critical success.
Okay. You do so. You say that. And they all go, oh, okay. And they turn and go, and Cookie goes, wait, no, stop, they're taking me, they're gonna take me!
Oh, Cookie, you drink too often too early. Come on.
He says, stop, all right, I'll talk. Stop dragging me and tasering me. I've had a long day.
I stand him up and I dust him off.
Wait, now, were your fans watching all of this?
What?
The camera was rolling. I don't think you were live streaming.
No, I wasn't live streaming. Okay. I was just recording in case we were catching the assassin in the act.
Okay, yeah. God. I was about to say God.
I was about to say, if Kyler is live streaming our lives, I am going to punch him.
I mean, don't worry. He is and will be, but... Please. Not at this particular moment.
Oh, so slow.
Oh, God.
Cookie sits. You set Cookie upright, and he just sort of sits down on the ground and reaches into his coat and pulls out a flask. And
I wasted an incredibly
it.
Good speech on you while you were unconscious, so please be forthcoming.
I'm really sorry about that. I'm sure it was a really good one. I think when you tased me, I blacked out for a second. I've lost a bunch of blood today.
As have I.
Wait, but you were shot yesterday.
Oh, was it yesterday? Has it been 24? I just woke up, gang. I'm not really...
Just making sure you didn't get shot again. Mostly.
Got the loopies.
Right,
got the post-shot loopies. We've all had it. We get it.
All had it.
Yeah.
All been there.
Sure. Yeah. Who are you?
Who am I?
All of you.
We're the ones who are going to make sure that you
do
don't end up...
Do we have a group name?
I don't know.
Walrus Team 6?
Walrus Team 6.
It wasn't 6, it was like 7, though.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, that's right, because it's SEAL Team 6, so it's Walrus Team 7.
Team 7.
Oh my god. We as an entire collective are too much.
Yeah, fully. Fully, absolutely.
Well, yeah, that's where Walrus Team 7.
Oh.
As an explosion pops up in the back.
I don't really know anything about that or what that means or really anything at all, but it sounds awful impressive. Please don't hurt me.
Yeah, we don't want to hurt you. We just,
Well, honestly, I can't speak for Kyler.
Well,
but
I can't. Yes. That's fair. I can't speak for Kyler. He's a little bit of a loose cannon.
He might want to hurt you.
Cookie, you really did it.
Did what? Cookie.
Cooks, come on now. Get it together.
We go back inside, right? Like, we're not having this conversation out here.
Oh, if you bring him, he's sitting on the ground with a flask in his hand.
We should take you back inside.
Yeah.
Now that you woke back up, we should.
Okay. You take him back in, and he sits on the bed, and he says,
I made a mistake, gang. I made a big mistake.
What'd you do?
So there was a fellow who came into the bar one night. Tall, gray-skinned fellow, one of them alien types, you know, the, what you call them,
Connie?
Connie, yeah. He was awful nice, and he was buying me some drinks, and asked me for do a game of cards, and I said, sure, I'm always bad at them, but, you know, I'm always bad at everything, so why not? And we played a few rounds, and I was winning. I was winning real good. And he offered sort of a double or nothing wager. He said he had some creatures that were really good for eating. You know, I was hungry, and I thought, oh, why not? So, we played, and I won, and he brought me out to his bike and gave me these little things.
Did they look like this? And I point to Onion begrudgingly.
You point to Onion, and Onion pops its little head out and coos. And he goes, yeah.
Fuck.
And he told me to put him in a cage, and I did. And I woke up the next morning, and they dug through the cage, and they dug out the house, and they were gone.
That's what the tunnel is.
Yeah. I didn't think any. Well, I was disappointed, because he said they were real tasty. I was thinking about it, but, you know, then they were gone, and I thought, oh, darn. I didn't really think much of it, and then a little while later, we had to shut down the mine. And when they said there was some sort of infestation, you know, I thought, oh, maybe. So I went and checked it out, and yep, it was. I went to go talk to the guy, trying to sort things out. And first, he told me to get lost, and you know, I decided, oh, I'm gonna come back. And you know, well, at first, I did try to get lost. I said, well, that's about right. And I went back and then changed my mind, because, you know, you gotta stand up for yourself. And if someone's tricking you, you gotta be not tricked again. Just the saying, I think.
Something well, like that.
Yeah. And then I went back and he was dead. You know, I started running, and then all of a sudden I felt sharp pain. And I dragged myself away, and I think I passed out for a little bit. And I think I remember your face, Mr. Taser, briefly.
It's the hair, isn't it?
Yeah. So, am I in trouble?
Well, Cookie, you've managed to single-handedly threaten an entire ecosystem, as well as corporate profits. I'm not sure which is the bigger moral crime in the scheme of things. Just kidding, I am, but I know which one they'll persecute more. Spoiler alert, it's not the one you think.
Oh, that's not good.
It's not good, Cookie.
What do I do?
This Jakani visitor, did he ever mention anything about being on the run or other people that he was involved with or any factions?
No. You said he was a traveler. He come out from the Union homeworld. came out here to seek his fortunes, I guess. That's what he said. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I don't know. He asked a lot of questions, but he didn't really tell me much. Or maybe he did, and I forgot it. He bought me a lot of drinks.
What kind of questions was he asking?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, stuff about the mine, how productive it was, and, you know, normal questions, like what would happen to it if the mine were to get shut down for any reason. Oh, beans, I really messed it up, huh?
Well, we're gonna see if we can't set it right, so we'll figure it out.
Cookie, you really beefed it. Just like you beef everything. My name shouldn't be Cookie, it should be...
And he takes a swig from his flask.
Oh, no, it's okay.
Yeah, you fucked up, man. But that's okay, we all fuck up.
Well, thanks, lady, whose name I still don't know.
It's not important. What's important is we're trying to help you not get stabbed again.
That is, in fact, the goal.
Well,
you're in danger of getting stabbed. I don't need to, but you're aware of that, right?
No.
Brutally shanked.
I knew I was in danger of being tased from that guy.
No,
but...
brutally shanked. Not by us, but like the guy who was supposed to give you drinks. Yeah, yeah. Like in the back, like some really gnarly stuff. You should have seen the other guy.
Wait, the guy who was giving me drinks is going to stab me?
It's a good possibility, yeah.
No, bro, he's dead.
Oh. Well, not him, but the other guy. You know the other guy.
No!
The guy that shot you earlier.
The guy that shot you earlier.
Oh, the guy who shot me.
Yeah. He's definitely going to brutally shank you.
Oh, I don't want to be brutally shanked.
No one does.
Well, we're going to try to keep that from happening.
Well.
Oh, okay. How are we going to do that?
That is a good question. Still working out the details.
How about you stick with us?
Oh,
that way you're close by and,
okay.
You won't get brutally shanked. Unless Kyler, unless he shanks you. I don't know where his mind is. Kyler, you good?
For the moment.
No shanking?
For the moment.
For the moment, you're okay.
Okay. That's good. Okay. Yeah, I'll stick with you. Hey, I have a question.
Hopefully we have an answer.
Was that a Rithrak with you?
Oh, yeah.
Where'd she go?
Fuck.
Kyler, where'd your Rithrak friend go?
You realize that the Rithrak is no longer with you.
God damn it.
Oh, my God.
Do we see
Make
little
observation
footprints?
Checks.
Fucking hell.
You may use your drone if you would like.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to have it, scan about, search for any claw mark patterns.
You may all roll for observation checks. All
right.
I got one success.
I got two successes.
I'm going to push because I got no success. All right, that's one success.
You know what? I'll push too because I got one success and I have five more dice to throw. Why not? Yeah.
Yeah. So we got one success. How much did you get, Hazel?
Two
success.
Oh, and when I pushed, I ended up getting three all day.
Okay. You send the drone. Sure enough, it zeroes in on a set of tracks leading out the door and heading around to the back. Do you follow them?
Yeah, I do. I'm like, this way. I think they went this way.
Okay. The tracks lead off into the desert. They seem to be going at a... they sort of creep for a tiny bit and then break into a dead six-legged run. And seem to be heading straight in a direction.
Is it a bearing we would recognize?
It is out into the desert.
Oh, that's right. She thought we were going to murder her, and we had no way of reassuring her.
And then you tased a dude.
You surely did.
And then we tased a dude.
What would you all like to do?
I really don't want her to go back to the hive and get destroyed by turtles.
I think she knows better than to go back to the hive.
Hmm?
I would imagine that she knows better than to go back to the hive, otherwise she would have been there a while ago.
Well, I guess. Okay.
She probably ran off to wherever she goes when she's not in town, because they said that she was in town irregularly to clean at Strobe's, and then no one knew where she would go
mm-hmm.
during her off hours.
You have tracks.
I suppose.
We should follow her.
Yeah, we probably should.
Yeah, we should follow her.
Let's put Cookie on the ship.
First, before we do that, can I go talk to the amoeba guys?
Okay.
I want to see if they can understand Rithrak.
I mean, y'all can understand Rithrak. You have translators. The problem
is... If if they can communicate with the Rithrak. If they know if they can talk to her.
I'm going to say friendly GM, probably not, given that you, with a translator, had very limited communication.
That's true. Okay. That's fair.
You think maybe getting a translator might solve this issue. You all have three of them, just so you know. Not each, but there are three translators between the three of you.
And you get a translator, and you get a translator.
Oh, like if we just give her one of our translators.
You think maybe.
Oh, sure, sure.
That would be smart.
Yep.
Cool. Let's do that.
All right, so do you want to put Cookie on the ship first, or?
Yes.
We put Cookie on the ship, and I let Josie know, watch him. And maybe, I don't know, have Tanner keep him company. They seem...
of similar mindsets?
Yes, one of a suit.
Also, let's see if Dumplin can feed him.
All right, so you head away from the... from Cookie's shack and are heading toward the ship when suddenly there's an explosion.
Oh.
And... you all turn to see Cookie's shack, or the remnants thereof, fully engulfed in pyroclastic flames.
How does this keep happening?
Bright, explosive, hot, like phosphorus red flames. And Cookie turns and looks at all of you and says,
"That one wasn't me.
It wasn't us either."
Oh, Cookie, you big idiot. What is locked in there? And I've got him, his face in my hands. I'm like, what is locked in that stupid juice bag that people would do this?
Because I don't know. I've never been important before.
Get on the ship.
Yeah.
All of you make observation checks, please.
All right, the dice have not been kind to me today, so let's see.
You got this.
Maybe this is the time.
I have faith.
I mean, I got 1-6. I'll push.
I too will push.
Push away.
I have two sixes.
Two sixes. Oh, that's no, two sixes. I had one spin in and it spinned 1-5.
I too got two sixes on a push.
Two sixes. Okay. Cookie turns and says,
"So, which way is your ship?"
It's this way. We'll walk. Walk him to the ship.
You do so.
I ping all necessary parties as we approach, and I like ask for one of our two resident techie scientists to come with. Should we possess it, some sort of, you know, tricorder or something that, like, could sense if he's got a bug or a tracking dart on him or something?
Sure. Okay. As you approach and send out that ping, Dalian pings you back and goes,
"Well, I mean, we can run him through the standard scanners. I don't have anything specifically for that, but... I'll see if I can whip something up nice and quickly."
Perfect. And Josie, don't let him out of your sight.
Okay. Sure.
Do we have a brig?
No.
Lock him in the Barbaritum. He'll be fine. Coom could use the money.
Sure, sounds good.
The Barbaritum.
All right. You take Cookie on board the ship. You lock him in the Barbaritum. As you do, you walk in and you see Galliar has this bar set up. It's now, you know, before it was sort of just a ramshackle affair, he's got like a full-ass tiki bar set up now with glowing neon lights that say Coom Coom Kachooms. And he says, "Hello, I haven't seen you in a while. Would any of you care for a drink or a chat? It's been a little boring here, honestly."
"I'll take a lemonade."
"Oh, okay. coming right up. He pours a lemonade and hands it over to you.
Do you have a straw, a paper one, Ed?
No, you know that no more trees exist.
Okay. I just really like my straws to get really damped and unusable around like halfway through the drink.
Oh, well, I mean, I could give you this incredibly biodegradable plastic. You stick it in and after about 5 minutes, it turns to mush.
Great.
It also makes the drink taste terrible.
Great.
There you are.
Thank you.
For some reason. He hands it over.
I sit Cookie down at the bar, and if Josie is with us, I don't know if she has handcuffs, but I'd handcuff him to a rail or something.
Josie,
God, this poor guy is, like, not our prisoner, but we are certainly fucking treating him like one.
I will.
Because he managed to destabilize an entire planet off of a poker game. This is like if you brought Mr. Bean onto your ship and were like, sure, here's our reactor right here. Go ahead and play with the fusion knobs or whatever. No, he's staying here.
Mm. Oh, man. I love it. You handcuff him to the bar. Galliar gives an incredulous look and goes, well, that's one way to ensure a customer stays for a while. What can I get for you? Cookie looks around and goes, a drink? Galliar goes, let me see what I can do, friend. And then just sort of like goes off in the back looking at Cookie incredulously. Josie says, so what did he do? Why are you handcuffing him to the bar? Surely there's got to be a better place to handcuff him. Is he dangerous or is he, what's the deal? What's going on?
Dangerous?
Wesley's he's dangerous and he's more just kind of out of sorts, I guess. Might be the nicest way to put it.
Oh, directly so dangerous, no. Inadvertently could possibly have destroyed an entire ecosystem?
Yes.
Yeah, so he's an idiot.
And aren't those the most dangerous things of all?
Yeah. Okay, I'll keep an eye on him. Yeah. Oh, boy. All right, well, good luck doing whatever you're doing.
Okay.
Cookie is in your barbarium. What would you all like to do now?
Kyler's gonna go and get the hover bike.
Kyler gets his hover bike. You do so. It fits two. So, do you want to take someone? Are you going solo? What's the plan?
I'll go with him.
I'll go.
If you'll have me.
Sure, yeah. Why don't we have... Because, Oka, you're the sensor operator, right?
Correct.
So why don't we have Hazel and I on the ground, and then while we're following the tracks by sight, you and the Coriolis can do, like, broad scans? Does that feel...
Do you mean by Coriolis? Do you mean Astrolabe?
Fuck, thank you. Astrolabe. I looked at the ship sheet and I was like, ah, yes, the Coriolis. No, yes.
No, that is a different ship on a different role-playing podcast.
Yep.
That's terrible.
But yeah, that was sort of my thought, is that if we need eyes on the ground, the hover bike team can, like, track. Because I can't imagine that we can follow the tracks in the Astrolabe.
Yeah, I mean, it would be difficult. So, yeah, all right. That seems fine. So, Kyler, you make me a piloting check to see how fast you can maneuver the bike. Hazel, make me an observation check, please. And Oka, also, make me a data spider check for the sensors.
You got it.
The captain takes the ship up into the air and communicates down to you, saying,
I'll be right behind you.
I'm going to burn a light point to make that a critical success.
Cool. I, too, will burn a light point, making mine a critical success.
I'm going to have to burn a darkness point because nothing happened.
All right.
That is one success. That's one where success. I'm stuck at.
All right.
Ben, have you used your light points yet today? Do you want to use a light point instead of
I already light? Burned a darkness
too
points.
Oh,
too late.
Okay. Too late.
Yeah, I would, but I'm not getting any, so like that would just be a partial success anyway.
Yep.
Sure.
That's fair.
Yeah. So.
Oh, great.
Y'all head out Kyler, you maneuver this bike speedily. It is hella fast. You follow the tracks using Hazel as the spotter. You are able to continue to follow the tracks as they lead out of town and away into the barren desert. Oka, you pick up nothing out of the ordinary on the sensors as you go. After a little while, you see a small mound out in the middle of the desert, and your sensors pick up a tiny life form within Oka. Kyler, Hazel, you arrive at a dugout mound in the middle of the desert.
It looks like drone work, I imagine.
Yeah, it looks, it's got that sort of like waddle and daub sort of spit clay.
This poor girl.
What would you all like to do?
I don't know. I'm going to put like a, is there like a thing where I could like knock or make some sort of,
there is a whole,
I don't know, approachable noise.
An approachable noise. What's an approachable noise?
Like a knock.
Kylo strums a power chord on his ukulele using the amplifier.
Yeah, that.
Okay, you do so. Roll a manipulation check, please, Kyler. At a -2.
Ooh. Okay. I will push. Bugger roll.
Nothing.
Hold. Nah, just one success.
One success. All right. You strum a power chord and you hear from inside a panicked little chirp and then the sound of frantic digging.
Oh, I don't know how to make this poor creature think that we're not trying to murder her. And I really just want to do that.
What would y'all like to do?
I just go in.
I guess I'll just say, I was like, hi, we really don't want to hurt you. I have a translator here, and I really just want to have a conversation.
Okay. Kyler, it is roughly 1.5 feet. You can't really fit in. You can maybe stick your head in.
Mm.
Hazel, you say that, and you get no response, because...
she can't understand
exactly.
Me.
Exactly.
Can I just put, like, the translator and do it again, a piece of food on the ground and just kind of sit down?
Okay, you do so.
Keep picking up strays by leaving out food.
The digging does not stop. In the same way that if I witnessed you tasing someone and then you set out a pizza slice on the ground, I would not go to it.
What, you don't want the candy from the strange van?
No. The strange man that you watched tase someone?
This mound.
Promise we're normal.
It is, like, raised above, like we can see all sides of it?
Yeah, I mean, it's roughly, it's about 3 feet in diameter.
I walk to the other side.
You do so. After a moment, you see the earth beginning to shift, and then a hole pops open, and you see a pair of Rithrak eyes, you know, those double compounded eyes staring up at you, and she lets out a little eep and then starts to like scurry back inside. What do you do?
Give her your translator.
Ugh, fine, I'll take mine off and throw it in. I throw it through the little hole.
You throw it in, okay. You throw in your translator.
Maybe she'll know what it is.
Hopefully.
Right?
After a moment, it gets thrown out again.
How far away was the Rithrak hive that we talked to originally?
Oh, some distance away. Not close.
Yeah, okay.
You hear no sounds of digging.
I mean, that's an improvement. The drones don't have, like, any weaponized physiology, right?
No. I mean, they've got... they could bite in the same way that I could bite you, but they're not... to your knowledge, they do not have... any sort of powerful physical weaponry.
Hey, Oka, would you be willing to take the astrolabe and like go to the hive where we actually had living Rithrak and maybe see if we can get one of the people to translate for us?
Sure. Yeah, I'll do it.
I know it's going to take some time for you to, like, go there and come back, but...
Yeah, I guess,
Maybe that'll help?
Yeah, I guess I'll grab one of them, see what's up.
Okay. Oka, you head off to the Rithrak Hive. The astrolabe flies off and after a little bit is gone. It takes you a little while, Oka.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually, you know, you have the coordinates, you get there. And you see the hive still abuzz with activity. And the captain sets the astrolabe down. And what would you like to do?
I set it down. I head toward the hive, I guess, when I get out. And...
You walk out, and a moment later, Bert comes shuffling out and goes,
"Oh, well, it is good to see you again. How is everything going?"
Great. Someone was brutally stabbed. We saw those turtles that you mentioned. They're horrifying. But we need your help right now to translate in a different location for us. Someone need, can you do that for us?
Oh, well, we're a little stretched thin at the moment.
It'll be really quick.
How quick?
Like lickety split.
That is not a measurement of time that I'm particularly familiar with.
Yeah, it's a human thing, but it means really fast.
I see. Well, I don't know. Let me see what the queen says. Just one moment, please.
And he shuffles back inside. Kyler. Hazel.
Yeah.
You're sitting there, waiting for the astrolabe to return. Hazel, I need you to make me an armor check, please.
An armor check?
There it is.
Oh, man. I have 4 armor usually.
You do.
Okay.
I do believe you have your coat set to gray still. I don't think you switched
it. I do,
it.
And I think I have 1 remaining light point.
I think
so
you do.
That.
All right, so roll 1d6, please.
Right. That is a 4.
All right, so you have 8 all day.
That is 2 successes.
2 successes. I'm going to burn a point of darkness.
Dude.
Yeah. I have a lot of them.
I'm well aware. Depressingly aware.
Oh, you're lucky, Hazel.
Yeah, I am.
Hazel, you're sitting there on the ground with a piece of food. After a moment, Onion pokes its head out, and you hear it sniff.
Yep.
And then its tongue shoots out and grabs the food, and you hear it munching happily. And then all of a sudden, you're hit really hard in the back of the head.
Ow.
You feel the pressure blast through your coat, but it knocks you forward. And then a moment later, you hear the crack of a gun.
Well, well, well. Looks like our old friend the sniper has returned. But how are Hazel and Kyler gonna get out of this pickle with the astrolabe being far away? Who is this sniper anyway? And is Kyler ever gonna stop terrifying that poor little Rithrak? Find out next time on Astronautica.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.